live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am thankful for you joining me on the radio show, or if you're listening on the podcast later, I appreciate that. And streaming, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, Seattle, Washington State, Idaho, around the country, our podcast numbers are getting really respectable. I would say big, but I prefer respectable. And I appreciate that. You can do a lot of things to help the show grow. Probably the easiest thing to do is to share the podcast with others and to invite three people to listen. And if you're local, the app is really useful, too, because in that case, you have the station with you at all times, Jason Rantz's program, and you can listen through Bluetooth in your car. It's good for live radio, a lot of that. We have in this warm, steaming mass, this experiment, this stew of Marxism and criminal activity and the votes of people who are smugrels. I want to explain in this segment what makes up a smugrel. A smugrel is a person who lives in a state, or let's say, in fairness, Washington State is two states. There is the largely sane Eastern Washington, the very sane Central Washington, and then the lunatic West Coast. And a lot of fine people. Ha ha. Little Trump there for you. A lot of fine people live in the West Coast and in the western part of the state. But a smugrel is someone who can continue to vote to eventually have themselves stripped of everything they own, beaten, and sent themselves to re-education thought camps. Although most of them don't need it because they've already re-educated themselves. So some signs of smugrels described.
And there's an altercation in the parking lot. It's getting a little rough. Can you send PD over here, please?
Okay. That'll be King County. I have no idea what the response time will be.
It's confirming that we are going to shut the tunnel down ourselves. Apparently, Scott doesn't want to.
There was a drone to respond to an active commercial burst.
Tell them we don't have any resources available. Sorry.
Just a series of 911 calls where the dispatchers are making it clear we need help. And the officers are putting it into public record saying, no, we can't do anything. Sign of a smugrel number one. Things that don't affect them don't exist. Okay? I've met many smugrels. Seattle's my home. I've met many smugrels. I've worked with smugrels. Smugrels do this. If it doesn't affect them, it doesn't exist. This is how you can have a conversation with a smugrel who will tell you, look, there's no crime problem in Seattle. All cities have this. All major cities have this. This is a problem with cities. This isn't a problem with Seattle. Oh. So if it doesn't affect you, it doesn't exist. So the fact is, not every liberal is a smugrel. Smugrels are a special brand of liberal. The crime hasn't hit them yet. The riots haven't hit them yet. The lockdown hasn't hit them at all and won't. The career path of smugrels is always, 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 always information or entrepreneurship. So they've got their own business. Now, some smugrels have had a rude awakening. And you've probably seen this with people saying, I was okay with the lockdown, but I'm losing my entire life financially. People who remain smuggle remain in work-from-home positions. So smuggles can ignore things like this. An 11-year record in shootings and homicides. They can ignore it because it hasn't happened to them. This is from Q13 Fox.
Data released from the King County DA's office shows more people were shot in the county in the first 6 months of the year than during that same time frame in the past 4 years.
It is a concerning thing that we've had almost as many homicides this year so far as we did all of last year.
That is the voice of a smuggler. That voice, that last voice, the second voice there is heroin Dan Satterberg, who pretends to be the King County prosecutor. This hasn't affected him. He was reelected after he switched to the Democrat Party. He continues to get money for his division, prosecutor's office. He continues to get to go on radio shows where they'll chit-chat with him and not really challenge him. He gets to go on TV shows where he gets to say ridiculous things like, yeah, this is really frustrating. If only someone would do something. That's a smuggler. Smugglers can hear about the police leaving. They can hear about them talking about it being a joke to work in Seattle, that what's become a joke. They can be aware of these things. They can see it posted on social media, and they can say things like this. Smuggler. Well, in reality, there's some pretty bad cops. They can say things like that. Smugglers will also say this. Smugglers are almost always white. And smugglers will say things like, well, I think people of color differ with you on that. They think. Because, of course, in what they're exposed to, people of color believe all one thing. It's a very smuggler position. Well, I think people of color disagree. Right? These are signs of smugglers. Como News had a story they aired yesterday going through some of the exit interviews from Seattle police officers who are leaving the force.
One retiring patrol sergeant who had been with SPD for more than 20 years saying, I refuse to work for the Socialist City Council and their political agenda. This agenda sacrifices the health and well-being of the officers, Alex, and ultimately will destroy the fabric of this once fine city. When asked what factors had a negative effect on morale in the department, one officer whose job is up in the air says the council wanting to defund us and gaining ground doing that. Rioters not being charged even when they assault officers.
And that's ridiculous. Just when you think it can't get more inane, it does.
Jim Feuda is the Crime Stoppers Director of Law Enforcement, which works with SPD.
It's an absolute joke and a travesty for the rest of the citizens here that live in this city, this once beautiful city.
Smugglers can be sort of aware of that's going on the same way you might be aware that there's music across the street. Or that you might be aware if you live in a condo or an apartment building, hey, someone's cooking bacon. You might be aware of that. But it's not a concern. Smugglers live in very, very, very bubble-type living. So, for instance, it's a very common thing for a smuggler to say something like, I've never met someone who owns a gun, while they're looking at you. As you have your concealed carry hidden from them, they're very firm in that. I've never met someone who owned a gun. Smugglers are also very firm in some other beliefs. These beliefs are this, that if only people would listen to the scientists, the science. Smugglers will say things like this, blissfully unaware of the fact that there's no such thing as the scientists. There's no such thing as the science. There's some established facts. We have established the fact of gravity. That was a theory. It's now an established fact. How'd it get there? Right? The science can't answer that because there is no established view of that. Yet they will say, well, the science says we need to listen to the scientists. Until a scientist says something like, hey, the woke mask you're wearing is very good at collecting viral molecules and storing them. It's very good at letting single viral molecules pass straight through that, right up your beak. But it simply isn't a barrier or anything like that. Smugglers will hear that and say, guy's on the take. Because for smugglers, only people who disagree with them in the public realm have some sort of weird motive of profit. I hope you've enjoyed a little bit of a class on how to identify a smuggler. We're going to take a 60-second look at traffic, and then we'll get to the election chaos watch because we're getting very, very close to even more chaos. And Google executives on hidden camera seem to be admitting, yeah, you bet, we're trying to make it hard for Republicans to win. Let's check traffic. So there's a whole bunch of chaos. There's the useless, ridiculous, medically, in fact, probably medically harmful woke masks. Article I was reading last night from that Scott Atlas tweeted that the Twitter blocked, describes in vivid detail how all these facial coverings people are walking around in legitimately do create a beautiful home for viral molecules, even though they still pass through them and into your beak. They got that. We've got in the swing states, all of a sudden, cases, got to lock down again, got to create discomfort. But that just begins this election chaos.
Introduce a little anarchy, upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos.
The Election Chaos Watch on the Todd Herman Show.
Tulsi Gabbard may be experimenting with either trying to get a job at Fox News or maybe making a party switch. She went on the Rubin Report with Robert Rubin, obviously. Talk about the tech interference. Talk about the thumb on the scale, to be cliched. It's worse than that. And we'll get into the details of how this affects election and why it adds to the chaos. This is Tulsi Gabbard on the Rubin Report.
After the first debate, I was the most Googled candidate of the night. When all of a sudden, mysteriously, right at the peak of that time where people were paying attention, our account was suspended.
Yeah, so you couldn't roll ads.
People weren't seeing the ads that we wanted them to see, was the bottom line. And then once that peak period passed, our account was magically reinstated.
Yeah.
And to this day, we still have not gotten any kind of meaningful or even an attempt to provide a satisfactory explanation for it, which just points to the need for change. We filed this lawsuit not just because of what happened there, but because of the kind of power that Google has as this huge tech monopoly to interfere in our public discourse and really how they can impact our fair elections.
Yeah.
We need to be able to protect the rights and freedoms of the American people. And you have such a big tech monopoly with the power to provide undue influence.
So they definitely have the ability to do this. Right. They've definitely got the means with which to commit these crimes. And I think they are crimes. I mean, this is when they're monkeying around with the election in this way, it's obviously a donation to one side and it's a penalty to the others. Obviously, a friend of mine is named Larry Ward, and you've probably seen Larry on TV. I know you've seen some of the packs he puts together. Larry's pretty hardcore conservative. In fact, for a D.C. based cat, he is actually conservative and in that case, hardcore. He just had his account suspended on Facebook. What's a huge part of his business? Placing Facebook ads for Republicans. The GOP, WAGOP, has pointed out. Their chairman tweeted yesterday, Caleb tweeted, I think it was yesterday, or at least I saw it yesterday, that they have learned that the Democrats have been allowed to place Facebook ads in Washington state, where that's supposedly illegal. Sideshow Bob is supposedly succeeded in banning that practice, except the Democrats can do it, but the Republicans have not been able to do that. That's a massive advantage in this election chaos. But it's Google that's really, really being scrutinized. The DOJ, they're going to pursue a monopoly charge against them. They're going to pursue trying to break Google up. Google said, hey, people don't use our product by choice. I mean, because they have to. They use it because they choose to. That's a true statement. And it doesn't have to be that the harm is economic force to the consumer. That doesn't have to be the case in monopolies. And trust me, I am absolutely loathe to be on the side of regulation in this. Absolutely loathe. But contrast and compare what Microsoft did. When Microsoft was apparently, the DOJ said, using monopoly powers to lock out competitors, cut off their air supply. I know some of the executives who were involved in the decision to cut off the air supply of what was it, the Netscape browser. That's what they were accused of doing. Prices for computers went down. No one was ever forced to purchase a Microsoft product. Prices went down. They still got DOJ interference in their business. Microsoft was like affecting computer sales, software sales. They weren't affecting the United States of America's direction as a country. And Google is. So is Twitter. Today, a trending topic on Twitter is this new revelation that the president has some bank accounts that they didn't know about before. Remember, his tax returns were illegally obtained. The president's team says, no, that's not what the tax returns say. So they were illegally obtained and they're disputed. Therefore, the same thing that Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter and a champagne communist, gives as the reason they continue to block the Hunter Biden laptop story. But they are featuring the Trump tax return stories. That's Twitter. James O'Keefe, who does journalism the way journalism used to be done, who goes at targets that the national media will not look into, sends his undercover cameras with Project Veritas in to talk to some Google team leaders and executives about the election and Google.
Majority trust and safety is extremely left. Could they or would they get involved with our 2020 election?
Yeah. By stopping for the, essentially stopping right-wing parties to from advertising.
So can you do that?
Or reducing the exposure of their ads.
And are you able to do that, like, within
me
your...
personally, no.
But, I mean, your department, like, but it's advertising, right?
Yeah.
So, you mean, like, conservative companies, or conservative...
No, as long as conservative parties.
The Republican Party that wields that influence. So, like, what can be done in that realm?
You can offer free credits, free advertising credits to Democratic parties to advertise. You can potentially you can censor out news from your search engine. I don't know how much you do that. Yeah, I think that.
But and
help them from safety also that makes decisions.
There's different different things in trust and safety, but yeah. On YouTube sites, they block videos that contain hate speech.
Right.
Year on year, 80% of videos uploaded have been blocked. Uh-huh. In total, that contain hate speech.
Right.
It's human reviewed, right, by trust and safety.
Oh, so they're the ones who determine that. So,
yeah.
Trust and safety sets their own standards for hate speech.
Yeah, exactly.
So at a company where hiring managers have bragged, I will not have a Republican on my team because by definition, Republicans are stupid and I only hire smart people. human beings make their own rules about what's hate speech. You heard the discussion there about disappearing or not showing ads for Republicans. You heard what Tulsi Gabbard said. What's more harmful to the country? Microsoft's putting out of business the Netscape browser, hurting Apple, some small software developers. Those are hard-nosed tactics, no doubt, harmful. Is that more harmful or less harmful than Twitter and YouTube and Google and Facebook doing everything they can to distort news, to censor news, to create a narrative that's entirely fake, made up about the COVID flu, about racism, about police violence, all in the run-up to an election on which our country's future pivots. If President Trump is, God willing, reelected, as loath as I am to back regulation, these companies must face huge fines and correction if they're found guilty. To me, it's sitting right in front of us. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show, continue to correct the COVID lies. Also want to talk about the debate tomorrow night that we will carry on KTTH. A reminder, 8:03 a.m. exclusively here. You'll hear from the attorney of a retired couple and a Washington State prosecutor who wants to force them to attend leftist re-education camps because they're accused of a pretty laughably non-serious crime. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. The text line is 800-465-8770. And love to hear from you guys. It's fun to hear from new listeners or people who haven't yet listened to the or haven't yet texted us. So you text us at 800-465-8770, and we'll communicate that way. And by the way, if you're from out of the area and you listen on if you listen on podcast later in the day, I know the timing is off. Right. Often for you to text in. So you can also email me at therman@ktth.com. I should just give you Alex's email, actually, because then I just have to forward him to Alex and then he collects them all. But I read all the emails I get. Unfortunately, I can't respond to all of them. And that's awful. I feel horrible about that, but it's a blessing to be able to read your words. Got a word this morning from a conservative teacher, and you know, saying how hard it is to be a conservative teacher, and yet how meaningful it is that her son texted her and said, "Mom, you listening to the Todd Herman Show?" And she hadn't yet listened. She listens on podcast, and he said, "Hey, he's got some great information about masks." Because, of course, he lives in the Seattle area where people walk around with these things. It's just a completely different world when the only source of information people have is statist, or in the case of the Seattle Media 5. And maybe this is the way it is in your town, too, that the Seattle Media 5, I honestly believe that they have taken a pledge to not question any so-called public health authority. Literally not question them. Right? As in, not to say to Jeff Duchin, who's the so-called head of King County Health, "Hey, Jeff, why are you counting suicides as COVID deaths? Why is that?" Or, "Hey, Jeff, there's a bunch of studies that show masks are useless. Can you explain how a mask stops a molecule too small for it to stop? Can you explain how something that literally can't stop a molecule stops molecules?" And Jeff Duchin might answer by saying something like, "Well, we're talking about droplets And the preponderance of the transfer of this virus, this deadly virus that everyone's at risk for, all people everywhere are at risk, is the droplets. And the masks stop the droplets, to which someone who understands the physics would say, what are droplets? They're tiny molecules of virus locked together. You still can't see them. You can put 10 million viral molecules on the tip of your finger, and you could hold it up to your eye. In fact, you could take a magnifying glass and look at your finger, and you will never know they're there. So the droplets are viral molecules surrounded by moisture. What kind of moisture? Well, phlegm or water. What happens when those droplets hit a mask? Let's say that they become big enough for the mask to stop. Let's pretend that's the case. So the droplets land on the front of the mask. And you breathe in. And out. And the warmth of the room does what to the moisture surrounding the molecules? What does it do? Dries it out. Does the molecule dry out? No, it does not. It remains there. So you have now 20 million molecules on your mask. The moisture is gone. You cough through your mask. Where did the viral molecules go? Into the air. Into your hair. On your dog's fur. Well, thank gosh they've got those devilishly hard plexiglass barriers at the grocery store. Oh, that's right. Virus loves plastic. One of the surfaces it lives the longest on is plastic. But the Seattle Media 5, I just fully believe that they are sworn to not question these things. In the case of the Seattle Times, I have good, solid, circumstantial evidence that they're getting paid to report viral news. And I'm sure the publisher, Frank Blethen, would tell you, no, that is not, we don't, this doesn't affect our coverage at all. No, it's just, I don't buy it. Because the lies are so thick. Get this. You ready for this? In Ireland, remember we had Ivor Cummins, the fat emperor, on the show. Is great. He's a biochemist in Ireland. He wants to save his country. In Ireland, it's an island. It's 5 million people. It's 34 patients with the COVID in intensive care. 5 million people. 34 patients in intensive care. That's somewhere around 0.006% of the population. They are locking down their country for 6 weeks. Visits, you are not allowed to travel beyond 3 miles. Visits to private homes or gardens will not be permitted. And there are no gatherings. 34 people in ICU in Ireland, a country of 5 million human beings. Tell me this is about a virus. Anybody. Anywhere. This is about control. Period. And it gets worse. You think it can... You want to know how bad? The terrorist-sympathizing philosopher who runs the WHO, he has a solution to all this. This guy who is pretended that herd immunity happens when you protect people from coming in contact with the virus, which is literally a lie. And he knows it. He may not be a doctor, but he knows that's a lie. He says The only way to stop viruses like this is government medicine. Question, where did the virus come from? China. So communism will stop diseases born in communist countries from coming here. So if we're communist, then you see how immense this is? Someone said to me on Twitter this morning, I never thought I would be talking about a global conspiracy. Hey, listen, trust me. I can't believe what I'm about to play for you. I cannot believe I'm about to play this clip for you. But this comes from the Canadian Parliament via Rebel News in Canada. This is from Canada's Parliament. This is a representative to Parliament, an elected official. His name is Randy Hiller. And he has some questions for the Canadian Parliament.
Next question, the member for Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston.
Thank you, Speaker. My question is to the Premier. In my supplemental question yesterday, I asked this government if the people of Ontario should prepare for internment camps. In September, the federal government posted a call for expressions of interest for contractors to supply, provide, and manage quarantine isolation camps throughout every province and every territory in Canada. These quarantine isolation camps, however, are not limited to people with COVID, but provide a wide latitude for many people to be detained. Surely this government is aware of the intentions to build these isolation camps from coast to coast. And my question to the Premier is, how many of these camps will be built, and how many people does this government expect to detain?
Question. Government House Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is very true that when people leave the country and when they come back in, that the province is suggesting, and the federal government, in cooperation with the federal government, we are suggesting that people isolate themselves. That has been a practice that has been very successful, not only here in the province of Ontario, but across Canada. And we will, of course, be redoubling our efforts to make sure that the people of the province of Ontario remain safe, Mr. Speaker.
Here's the RFP. And in the RFP, it uses clear language to express that these camps can be used for a broad spectrum of people, not limited to travelers. Indeed, it doesn't even mention international travelers. It's just a broad latitude of people. And I'll send over the copy of the RFP after. So your government must be in negotiations and aware of these plans to potentially detain and isolate citizens and residents of our country and our province. So, Speaker, to the Premier, where will these camps be built? How many people will be detained? And for what reasons?
Questions.
For what reasons can people be kept in these isolation camps?
The Speaker, right there, tells him to sit down. Now, I don't know Randy Hiller. I've never met him. He's an elected official in Canada quoting an RFP. But don't worry, this is about a virus. This is just stay home, stay safe. After all, the infection fatality rate is 0.0001%. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show with just a few more things at the top of the hour. Exclusive story, a Washington state-based prosecutor is effectively charging people with thought crimes.
With the check on the drive, we're in the clear as far as blocking issues go. That Olympia to Tacoma travel.
Coming up on the Todd Herman Show, you're going to hear from the lawyer of a retired couple who are effectively being charged with a thought crime. They are alleged to have made a bad decision to vandalize some Black Lives Matter signs. But the prosecutor in Washington State, in the San Juan County, intends to force them to undertake leftist re-education classes. Literally leftist indoctrination. Or he will use the full weight of the government to bankrupt them, effectively. You will get this exclusive access to his attorney or to their attorney in about 13 minutes on the Todd Herman Show. If you want to read about this, I learned about it from my friend Glenn Morgan. If you want pre-reading material about this right now, text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770. And then you'll hear exclusively here from their attorney coming up at 8:03. Let's get into
just a few more things.
It's a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical and sequentially ordered list. I said news-like, not always hard news. Well, in this case, is there any news that's not hard?
Thing one.
I said they're numbered, right? This is Andrea Mitchell. She is as mobbed up a human being as you can be, married to a former head of the Fed. She says that there must be something fishy about these Hunter Biden computers that apparently were given to the FBI through the state police, not just directly from the computer store owner.
Huh. Unverified emails allegedly linking one of Hunter Biden's Ukrainian partners with a possible meeting with Joe Biden when he was vice president, a meeting the Biden campaign says never took place. Experts say the emails cannot be authenticated. Some may have been altered or are fake.
She's suggesting they're coming from Russia. Is there a different tone that the Beltway media is taking about this evidence where the DOJ and FBI have said, no, this didn't come from Russia, where they've said, yeah, we have the laptops, where the people Hunter Biden was apparently communicating with have said, yeah, we sent those emails. Is there a difference in how the national media is treating this versus the Trump is a Russian troll or mole spy thing, the 3.5-year hoax? Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference.
Thing two.
This is on CNN. They just want the media to change
the president
up.
Going out there and taunting Joe Biden about his son and waving around these stories in the New York Post that have not been substantiated to make personal attacks on Biden and the Biden family. I don't know a whole lot of folks outside the Trump inner circle who believe that is a winning message.
Again, unsubstantiated. 3.5 years, Trump works for Putin. 3.5 years, the walls are closing in. The president's panicked. We'll have proof soon. Different tone and tenor, isn't it? When it relates to this very complete evidence chain. State police apparently gave the computer to the FBI, not the computer store owner. Next up, just a few more things.
Thing three.
Give CBS some credit. They covered Joe Biden and his dementia, yelling at a reporter who dared ask about Hunter Biden. They did cover it.
Something Biden brought up when CBS News asked him to weigh in.
I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign. Right up your alley. They're the questions you always ask.
82 seconds. The national media has appointed, as of a couple days ago, Newsbusters tracks these things. Newsbusters is still a great site. 82 seconds. Coverage on CBS. Amazing. Next up, just a few more things.
Thing four.
CNN has a bit of a warning for the American people. Is this a different tone and tenor than they take with Democrat candidates who are actually backing domestic terrorism?
If President Trump is reelected, is the threat of domestic terrorism greater as a result of the president's response, his rhetoric, his refusal to accept your recommendations at DHS?
I think so.
Unless you want your house to be blown up, vote for Kamala Harris.
Thing five.
Last up in just a few more things. You remember when John Leguizamo was a thing and was relevant and he was a comedian and an actor? He's a Latin person, Hispanic person, but he's comparing Hispanic people to...
I mean, Latin people for Republicans are like roaches for Raid. Let's just get real.
He's calling Hispanic people roaches. I thought... Okay. All right. Just around the corner, 8:03 a.m., exclusively in the Todd Herman Show, you will hear from the attorney for a couple who's effectively been charged with a thought crime. They may be forced to take leftist re-education training. as part of a criminal charge. You'll hear that exclusively here. If you want some pre-reading, text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.